Hi, I'm Dr. Josh Hant, and welcome to Lifestyle Locker Radio, where we help you create an awesome life and lifestyle. From nutrition to fitness, mindfulness to peak performance, and relationships to money mindset, we bring you on an amazing journey to help you unleash your human potential. Hey everyone, welcome to Lifestyle Locker Radio. This is episode 245. Yeah, 245 episodes. How cool. I'm pretty pumped about it. So with all of the news in the world going on, with Fauci's emails being leaked, with the coronavirus being put in as a man-made virus potentially, it's a lot of crazy stuff going on. But what can you do about it? You got to really focus on yourself. You got to focus on your health, because that's the only thing that's going to keep you going and get you going through the course of your life. It's not waiting for a problem to show up. It's searching for solutions to be proactive with your health and your health care. So in the spirit of fitness, I interviewed a gentleman named Dr. John Jaquish. He is the founder of OsteoStrong, as well as the X3 bar, the piece of exercise equipment. He was kind enough to actually send me one, and I'm going to start training on Tuesday, June 8th. So we'll start sharing photos, and I'm going to see if I can share every single week that this is used, with a photo, maybe with even some video, so you can see how the device is being used with myself. And so you can actually see the progress, the strength changes made, the physical is this physique, right? So you can see my physical changes as we go forward. So the X3 bar, which you'll see is, I mean, it's like the simplest piece of exercise equipment. I mean, you can use this thing if you're in an apartment that's a studio apartment in New York City that's, you know, 350 square feet, you'd have enough room to use this device. It's crazy. I'm not going to spoil the episode, which will be coming out pretty soon, but I wanted to give you the heads up and share with you all of these details, because it's, you're going to see some pretty cool results, I hope. If you look up Dr. John Jaquish on Instagram, you know, well over a million followers, and this guy, when you look at this guy, you go, holy cow, this is a 2-year transformation from a strong guy to a fit guy. So it's really, really cool. I was in search for equipment, something I wanted to build a home gym. I started to interview some people in that space. And yeah, so there's some really cool stuff that I've learned. But for me, time, energy, and results are super important. You know, as an ultra marathoner, as someone that loves beating myself up via running, that's the time game. That's where I like to spend my time. If I'm going to spend a lot of time doing something, it's going to be an endurance run. It's going to be a trail run. It's going to be an obstacle course type run. It's going to be something like that, something adventure-y. But I'm not one to go and spend hours at the gym. I used to love it. I used to love it. I mean, what I do miss and I do enjoy with going to a gym is that I ultimately get to interact with other people. But that being said, I'm a runner, and you know, I'm usually running solo by myself, and that's where I get a lot of the good stuff, the good thoughts that go on in between my ears, and a lot of the questions that come up and a lot of the ideas that have come up in my lifetime have now recently happened because of running. So I'm going to be testing this equipment out. Like we said, it's a 12-week program that goes along with it, and I'm going to follow it, maybe not to a T. I'm going to follow it as close as I can. I will be missing a week in July with this, because I'm not taking this on an airplane with me. I don't want to. So this is going to be a vacation. We'll be doing lots of hiking, and we'll be in the desert. It'll be hot. So I'm going to get a lot of my fitness in moving around the desert of Utah, hiking and having a good time. So what else is coming down the pipe as far as Lifestyle Locker? This is going to replace these episodes. Hopefully will replace the Race to 100, which if you've listened to the past, I took you on that journey of me attempting my first 100-mile attempt. So I'm going to use the X3 bar. It may not be as crazy, but hopefully some of the visuals will be as crazy, right, to see some of these changes. And secondly, there is something coming down the pipe we have in September, which is right around the corner, September 11th to be exact. We are running the Grand Canyon R3. It's rim to rim to rim. I think we're in the 40 to 50 mile range. I don't know exactly, with multiple thousands of feet of elevation gain and loss. So I think we're in the 10 to 15, I don't know the exact number, elevation gain loss, but I don't pick the exact trails. I'm running with a fellow chiropractor who is he's the chiropractor for the U.S. soccer team and a couple of his buddies. So it's going to be a run hike, if you will. We checked the weather just to give you an idea, because right now in New York, it is blazing hot and the humidity is bonkers. I mean, it's like walking my dog for 2 miles, come back, look like I ran five. So, but the weather, the variation change as we go through the canyon can be pretty dramatic. So for those of you that have not been to the Grand Canyon, it's stunning, it's beautiful, but we're going to start potentially early in the morning. So maybe 3 or 4 in the morning, we want to start before the sun comes up. And what's going to happen is we have the potential to be below freezing, potentially, right? Sub freezing. And then at the bottom, we have the potential to be up at 90 degrees. That's a huge, huge swing, right? So we go cold, down to the bottom, it's going to be hot. Back up to the top on the other side, it's going to be cooler. Maybe not as cold, but we'll have some daylight. And then we go back down, it's going to get hot again. Then we come back up, and it's going to be cooler, cold again. So we have to train appropriately. I'm training a lot. I'm sweating a lot these days, running in the sun, running in the heat and the humidity on purpose, pushing myself for some speed. I'm looking to build some strength with the X3 so I can build more of my endurance for going up and down thousands and thousands and thousands of feet of elevation gain. For those of you that don't run or want to start running, building strength is important. I'm the odd ball when it comes to running. I'm not your traditional ultramarathoner, maybe 6 foot tall, 140 pounds. I'm 6-ish foot tall, maybe 6'1", depending on the day, close to 200 pounds. So I got a lot more to move around, but I want to be strong with this. I'm going to be lean. I'm probably going to lose. I'll probably get down to like 175 pounds, maybe. We'll see how much muscle mass the X3 puts on. But I'm going to want to hunker down to a lower weight so we can push more. So I want to take you on all of you on that journey with me. And if anybody has any companies or any thoughts or any things that you may, organizations that may want to sponsor an event like this, but it's not a race. I'm doing this with four other people besides myself. We potentially have a nutrition sponsor, if you want to call it that, that will supply nutrition and nutrients pre, during, and post. But if it's gear, there's any other things that any of you may know, we're open, right? I do this show for free. I don't have sponsors, as you know, that are paying for all of this stuff. So if you know anybody or anything or any company that wants to participate and help fund some of the, maybe the gear, the travel, any of that stuff, I'm open. So all the details in the show notes, my email is drjosh@myclc.com, which is my Cairo address, or drjosh@lifestylelocker.com, which is probably the better of the two to send it to for this type of event. So I look forward to keeping in touch with you, keeping you all in the progress loop of change. I know you're always interested in what I'm doing, in a sense that, how do I keep unleashing my human potential? How do I push a little bit farther? How do I push a little bit harder? How do I get stronger? How do I get more flexible? How do we, you know, get endurance where I can function after running 50 or 100 miles? How does this all happen? So I'm going to take you on this next journey. As you know, I've been wearing and drinking my Quantum water, but I have my, if you can hear that, right? That's the Lila Q, that's the heel capsule. I know some other Kairos, some friends have been buying these things. I love it. I feel phenomenal with it. I've been charging hard in the heat running, and I feel great. I feel different. I'm running faster. So, you know, people are like, well, what's Quantum Energy? Listen to Lila Q, listen to the episode. I believe it's 242. I'm just looking at it on the screen there. 242 with Philip. It's really, really cool. Little airy fairy, a lot of science. Really, really cool stuff. So check it out. I can't wait to see you all soon on the next episode. And we got some cool people coming up for the interviews. I'll talk to y'all soon. Bye bye. Hey, it's Dr. Josh Hant here, and we need to talk about your health, your fitness, and your lifestyle. I know you, if you're like me, you've seen sickness and disease and even death in your life. And we know the leading causes of death in the United States are cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. Many of these conditions and diseases are considered lifestyle-based. And I know that lifestyles in the United States and other countries are not where they should be. We also know that they make you more vulnerable to other sicknesses and conditions. we tend to get our advice and recommendations on health from commercials and marketing, from fast food to pharmaceuticals, and not from experts with real world experience. Unfortunately, we follow people or products who don't walk the walk or talk the talk. They simply just don't care about your health. It's just about their bottom line. I know we've heard it from our friends and from even our own self-talk that we don't have enough time, we can't make the changes, or there's just too much to do to be healthy. But there is a way to actually take control of your lifestyle and have the accountability and the support you need. We can be bigger than our excuses. For the past 14 years as a chiropractor, I've worked and continue to work with thousands of patients with their lifestyle and ultimately their health. I am now bringing the same philosophy to the online space where we can work as a group to get better, stronger, healthier, and be bigger than our excuses every single day. I've created the 3065 Lifestyle Shift Program to be an online-based, training-based program where you get to learn and be engaged with others in your journey towards a healthy lifestyle and ultimately a healthier life. To be part of this amazing movement, it's just $5 a month. Yes, it's only $5 a month, and that seems too good to be true. Well, it's not. So for the price of a gourmet coffee, you will have access to an amazing program and amazing people that want the best for you too. So when you dive into the content below this video to learn about our lifestyle philosophy, you'll see that we are incredibly unique. No other online program focuses on lifestyle the way we do and delivers the quality and the quantity of content that we do for just $5 a month. And it's not just about the movement. There's a lot more. It's really about your health. So check out the details and other videos below. And when you sign up, I'll even send you the ebook, Inside the Locker, which dives deeper into creating an awesome lifestyle. I look forward to seeing you on the inside of the Lifestyle Locker 3065 Lifestyle Shift Program.